Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 276, Cursing and Profanity. A common misconception of our time is that cursing and profanity are not so bad if used mildly or in moderation, and if it accomplishes the end result that one has in mind. The Christian knows that such ungodly thinking and practices puts one squarely against God, Christ, and truth. Christ said, "He that is not with me is against me." Matthew 12:30. There are people in places of leadership that think it necessary to use profanity in order to impress others with their authority. By using curse words, they either consciously or subconsciously think it impresses their followers with their strength. Some coaches and foremen have resorted to such tactics to try to motivate their constituents. There's a category of people who think profanity and curse words to be entertaining and funny. In reality, each person who thinks it important to use profanity is advertising to the world and to the church his weaknesses. The person who tries to be a leader through profanity is looking for the easy way. He is saying, "I'll not study, work, and discipline myself to be a leader. I'll just try a shortcut, profanity." The one who tries to impress others by his profanity is simply, in most instances, depressing them. The one who tries to show his authority by the use of profanity is showing that he does not qualify for a position of authority because he continues to call on evil, condemning spirits, or he uses the name of God in vain to try to fill his position of authority. The person who tries to show his strength by the use of profanity truly shows his weakness in education, in morality, in thought, and in self-discipline. He is so weak in education that he cannot find a pure, chaste, decent word to express the ideas of his mind. How sad to fall into such a degrading habit. The person who resorts to profanity in order to motivate those about him shows his weakness in training on how to use facts to motivate people. Of all things, for one to use profanity, four-letter words, and curse words to try to be entertaining and funny, such truly shows one's weakness in religion and the absolute lack of Christianity. Profanity offends the righteous and those who love decent and chaste speech. The use of curse words and profanity is blasphemy against God, Christ, and truth. The Bible teaches us to not take the name of the Lord in vain, Deuteronomy 5:11. We are also taught through the scripture that some don't know God because they are vain in their imaginations, Romans 1:21. Paul taught Timothy to avoid profane and vain babblings, 1 Timothy 6:20. Christ said, "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment," Matthew 12:36. Surely profanity and curse words are idle words. By the help of God and godly people, let us determine to never be guilty of cursing and profanity, for it is a useless habit that serves no good purpose and will destroy one soul.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.